Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
A listener production.
Seven sleeps to go, footy fans. This time next week, you'll be readying yourself for the season opener between the Storm and the Bunnies. Come on! But to help get you out of bed after those sleeps, allow me to introduce you to a new podcast called The Scorecard with me, Liam Flanagan. It's your fast, fun daily hit of sport ready for your ears by 7 a.m. every morning. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or download the Listener app, that's LISTNR, and stick The Scorecard in your favourites. But before you favourite it, try it on for size. Here's The Scorecard for today, Thursday, the 4th of March. They say pressure builds diamonds. And no one has been under as much pressure as Aussie T20 captain Aaron Finch. He had a shocking BBL season, wasn't picked up at the IPL player auction, and before yesterday was averaging 7 in the T20 series against New Zealand. But last night, trailing 2-0 in the series, Finch turned into a beautiful bearded diamond.
Shot. Oh, he's got hold of that, has he, Finchie?
Oh, yes.
All the way.
Yes, the captain showed why selector George Bailey was happy to pencil him in as captain for the World Cup 6 months out as he blasted his way to 69 runs, bringing up his 50 in style.
Oh, wow, the reverse of Finch. Anything you can do, Maxie, I can do better. 50 up for Aaron Finch, much needed runs.
But Finch's performance was outshone by Glenn Maxwell, who fired 70 off just 31 deliveries, setting New Zealand a mammoth 209 for victory. And their chase was on track until Ashton Agar, who hadn't taken a wicket in the series, took 3 in an over.
Ashton Agar.
Edge taken. Matt Way behind the stumps.
Australia do still trail in the series 2-1, but with the fourth match on Friday set to take place at the same oval and again in front of no fans, probably fair to say.
Come on, Aussie, come on, come on.
They say pressure builds diamonds. Hold on, haven't I read this already? Oh no, this one's about netball. Different sport, same setup, okay. They say pressure builds diamonds.
Like diamonds in the sky.
And last night, the real diamonds showed up in game 2 of the Constellation Cup.
And we're off. Centre pass, quickly already for Australia. And that young shooting tier, Kara Konen, gets the first one in. And wow, what was that, less than 20 seconds?
Australia came out absolutely firing just 24 hours after losing Game 1 to the Silver Ferns, shooting at 83% accuracy in the first half, which set up a lead they never surrendered.
I think the first game, we were a little bit hesitant in how we were playing, and I think watching the footage back this morning, it was quite clear where our mistakes were coming, so I think the girls did a really good job to speak about that this morning and actually put it out there on court today.
First-time Diamonds captain Liz Watson speaking to Nine Netball after the win, which levels the series 1-1, with the third test to be played in Christchurch on Saturday. But given Australia won, probably play that song again.
Come on, Aussie, come on, come on.
1 week out from the NRL season opener and the reigning premiers Melbourne Storm have been given a huge boost with halfback Jerome Hughes committing to the club for a further 3 years for a reported $2.1 million. A number Mark Geyer believes is less than Hughes could have got elsewhere.
He could have gotten $1 million at the Warriors. He could have got $1 million somewhere else. He could have been $1 million player because he had such a breakout season.
But almost as significant as Hughes staying at the Storm is what MG believes the decision reveals about the coaching future of Melbourne.
He would have to know who the coach is going to be to sign on. He would have said to the hierarchy at Melbourne, before I sign this extension, I want to know who the coach is going to be while I'm here.
And do you think the Storm would have given him that courtesy?
Yes, of course they would have. Frank Pernice would have definitely given him that, and I'm pretty sure that he would know exactly right now who the coach is going to be. It's either going to be Craig Bellamy, or it's going to be Jason Rolls. I don't think he would go outside that system right now without Cameron Smith and not be coached by either Bellamy or his assistant Rolls, who led them to the grand final victory last year.
With current coach Craig Bellamy having previously stated he will not coach beyond his current contract, which ends this season, Hughes' deal and MG's intuition may have revealed the Storm's succession plans. And since Jerome Hughes is a Kiwi who's chosen to stay at an Australian club instead of a New Zealand club, seems as good a reason as any to play this.
Come on, Aussie, come on, come on.
More than most, the Collingwood Football Club probably can't wait for the AFL season to actually start. Since the club's Do Better report was leaked to the media and documented the systemic racism found at the club, it's all been a bit of a dog's breakfast for the Pies. And yesterday, the man most conspicuous by his silence on the matter, Coach Nathan Buckley, finally spoke.
Yeah, where we are at now is an opportunity for us to be better and do better. There were some traumatic moments there for the football club because there's been traumatic moments in the past that we've had to front up to.
Buckley spoke exclusively to Cal Toomey of AFL.com.au about the report's release and the experience of past player Hereti Lumumba, whose complaints of racism inspired the report.
And obviously, I've been a part of this club for a long time, so I don't like the fact that people have felt that way, and I've got to listen and learn. We've all got to listen and learn more to the experiences, acknowledge them rather than dismissing them. And there was a presser when I look back in 2017 that it was dismissive, and I needed to be better than that.
Buckley has spent over 20 years at Collingwood as both a player and a coach, and is off contract at the end of the current season. But importantly for both he and the club, he has already taken on the report's findings.
That is a form of systemic racism. The dismissing and denial is... it's not a direct act, but in many ways it reinforces the pain and trauma that that Heretia felt, that Andrew and Leon have spoken about. It's feeling like they don't have a voice or they don't have somewhere to go, and that's the systemic aspect of it.
And as for departed President Eddie Maguire?
Yeah, everyone's going to have a perspective. I think he's either loved or hated. There's not a lot in between with Ed.
And that is the scorecard for Thursday, the 4th of March. If you've enjoyed it, make sure you subscribe via your podcast app so another episode is waiting for you on your phone first thing tomorrow morning when you'll only have 6 more sleeps till 40 is back. I'm Liam Flanagan. Hope you're hearing from me tomorrow on the scorecard.
Listener.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.